So this is going to be our, they're saying like our guardian angel, but when I'm saying guardian angel, the energy of my crown chakra is extraordinary. So this is really coming to our acquittal, coming to our holy remembrance. I'm like instantly seeing energies from other lifetimes and so on and so forth, because we're in the creative process as we are willing. So everything that we were kind of chit-chatting about, as we are willing, is the crux of this issue. This is going to be like the variable in the equation, is the willingness. So in other words, when I was saying like all my issues have arrived this week, so as they present, we really want to remember that they're presenting for our acquittal. In other words, so they're no longer interfering with our heavenly value, with our heavenly circuitry. Because remember, our higher self is descending into form. So in order to receive these higher frequencies, these higher vibratory notes, we don't want to keep resurfacing that old engagement. So that's why it's coming up in a flutter. They're saying in a flutter, like you can't miss it. No chance of missing this. So that we can address with ease. Now this is very, very important. Addressing with ease means that we can throw out the old agenda. It's going to surface because it's timely, but we have opportunity to simply say next. And the way we say this is as we delight with our own apparent introduction. So the introduction is the new material, the new arrival, the new exposure, the new consent. So we're finding that there's greater emphasis, there's greater draw of abundance that's wholly accessible in the now moment. So as we will receive our kindest gesturing, is we don't need to suffer anymore. We suffer because we were still responding to limitation and lack. So the ego has summoned our presence in all kinds of avenues and all kinds of indicators, because this is what has been playing out unconsciously. So what's rapidly approaching is everything is becoming conscious and apparent, so that we can dismiss, so that we can step over, so that we can signal our readiness to be relieved. So it's okay, I'm going to rely on my higher self. It's okay, I no longer need that alibi, because I'm witnessing my holy arrival. My holy arrival. I don't need to align with fear, because I trust in the power of love. So each of us are self-endorsing. In other words, it's like Course in Miracles is set. We determine our own salvation. So the masters can provide, they can support, we can have guardian angels. So everything's set up for our acceptance of self. Everything's set up for our holy matrimony. Again, divine feminine, divine masculine, coming at one mint with source. So we are the ones that say yay or nay. It's almost like going through a sock drawer. I want to keep, I don't want to keep. I want to keep this, I want to throw this out. So the more that we delight, the more that we delight in excusing ourselves from suffering, I don't need to play that game anymore. I don't need to be frightened anymore. I trust my divine self. I trust my, they're saying our, like our overture. So this is our oversoul that's guiding us with ever-present readiness. So we're surrounded by love. We're surrounded by guidance. We're surrounded by the highest claim. So what we're learning to, they're saying catch it if we can. What we're learning to do is accept it. Accept it. I don't need to see how that bad movie ends anymore. I'm not even interested. Don't need it, don't care. Because I'm acquiring a higher placement. I'm acquiring a higher value. It's sort of like listening to someone's story And it's like different day, same story. You know how the story's going to end. So you go in the kitchen to get something to eat because you know the drama. You've heard it so many times. So we see this in others, but we fail to recognize it within our own awareness. So we're unconscious to our own stories. So as we will have a heart for self, that is, so we set a heart for ourself, there's like this, this vibratory nature, this vibration that's signaling our readiness. So we're coming to the altar of our higher heart and allowing true procession, allowing our higher self to have a voice, to be heard, to be understood, to be recommended. So as we will seal our fate, excuse me, in our kindest gesturing, that means we're ready to come along. We're ready to be guided by love. We're ready to seal our fate. So as we will choose the light, as we will choose our sequencing of holy advantage, they're showing me the Oracle card, believe and succeed. Remember, we are the choice makers. All the light can come. We have to say yes to it. We have to consent. So as we will receive our place of honor, our place of honor is, it's like, just imagine a banquet table and all your favorite masters are sitting there and there's a chair for you. Or you may be wanting to sit around a campfire. So the placement is irrelevant, but the choice of inclusion, the choice of seeking highest advantage, I'm walking into grace, I'm walking into stewardship, I'm saying yes to my divine presence, I'm saying yes to my holy consent. So we're the ones that consent. So we want to imagine there's like a timeline, there's a lesson plan, there's everything set up, ready to go. And we're the director. So it's like, let's choose that script. Let's choose that affordability. Let's choose grace. Let's choose to know our own divine essence. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive the orchestration of love, remember the power of love. It's almost like love's gotten a bad rap because love, we sometimes associate with weakness. I got a power over. So remember, we're coming into balance. We're bringing alignment of the divine will with the divine compassion. And so as we bring ourselves to our higher altars, we bring ourselves to unified status. We open the door of the secret treasure. So this is the jewels and the lotus. This is the treasure that we're seeking, to know thyself in our divine placement and divine union, to receive the grace of our higher awareness. So as we afford ourselves this heavenly appointment, in other words, we're transferring our consciousness, we're transferring where we abide to our new tomorrow. So they always just use my file cabinet, my brain. I've got this beautiful being. She just looks like Glenda the Good Witch. Now I see her as Glenda the Good Witch, so I understand the opportunity that is available to each of us. Remember, we're speaking of the power of love, the power of light. As we claim this, as we recommend ourselves to our divine placement, so remember, this stepping up, this new opportunity, this new involved status, it's here ready to go. As we will play along. We don't have to know how to play along. We simply need to say yes. We need to come into agreement. Because as we do, it's like our coursework is written. Whatever we need. So as we will say, amen. So when we're saying amen, it's like, and it is done. And it is done. Because even though, the energy coming through is so fantastic when I said that, even though we're still walking it out, it would appear in the linear. And we've shared this many times. It's like we're already saying yes to our future presence. So it's like saying yes to the 20 steps where the end result is already certain. So as we allow our new tomorrow, as we allow our ancient ritual. So the ancient ritual is who we are before this incarnation, who we are serving the light, serving the great white brotherhood outside of time. So each that is called forth. We're residing, think of ourselves as multidimensional. We're residing in seemingly an incarnation, serving the light, serving the ascension, but we also reside outside of time. So just imagine the opportunity that we are stepping into. So we want to understand we're walking towards something we already exist as. So feel the safety of that. Feel the security of that. Like it's written in the stars. It's already promised. As we will align, as we will agree, as we will triumph to our heavenly accord. So the triumph is it like coming into alignment, coming into holy matrimony. Now, when I'm receiving this, I'm just seeing, oh God, what the heck, what do you call that? It's like reliefs, I think, like in Egyptian temples. And the energy that is coinciding with this offering, with this allowance, with this opportunity. So even though we think of ancient Egypt as something in the past, in fact, it's alive. The energies of the all-knowing venture, they're showing me a card. I have these oracle cards. In any event, it says seven blessings of Eve. And so it's just correlating with the power and orchestration that's arriving here because, again, it's all in the now moment. So we are the ones that decide to self-activate. We are the ones that, oh my gosh, so funny how I react. So Isis has been hanging out lately. And so there's some kind of, how would I say this, ceremony that's being conducted on our behalf. So if you could imagine our physicality is stationary, but our multidimensional traveling apparatus is engaged simultaneously. So in other words, our higher awareness is present in this ceremony, in this offering, as it is in this opportunity in what we call life. So the more that we understand our heavenly value, so do you feel yourself growing in energy, in richness, in aptitude? Allow yourself, they're saying, to dance. So the dance is the joy, the sacral chakra. We're waking up to our new tomorrow. We're waking up to our true understanding of self. Self with a capital S. Self in our true regard. So as we will allow this energy exchange of light, remember, life is frequency. So when we align with our light, when we align with our full acknowledgement, we bring that cursory value, we bring those high notes, we bring that high wisdom, we bring that advanced consent into the here and now. Now, when we are working through whatever is occurring in our lives, we're doing it with justified pride because we're opening up to victory. In other words, we're bringing forth that heavenly exchange. so that everything is aligning with that energy of love. Everything is coinciding with the energy of springtime. So that as we walk through, remember, it's like the energies that are coming up with this eclipse, it's coming up because it's signaling our readiness. So as we finish this, like cleaning out of the trunk almost, we're doing it with advanced awareness. So that strength, that endorsement, that all-knowing value is, I'm complete. Just the way someone would be complete with a grade, with an outgrown toy, whatever it is, I'm complete. I'm complete. So we're like washing out I know what they're saying. They're saying like the bowels of consciousness. So I'll let me say it this way. Everything we experience is consciousness. It's all being sourced from us. There's nothing in the external that's not coming from us. Nothing can happen to us without our consent. Now, if we're holding these old agendas, well, that's what we're bringing forth. So that energetic consent that is now in place is bringing us higher promotions, bringing us higher value. So that everything that was in our field is being addressed from this highest circulation. It's no longer holding interest. It's going to be very, very easy now. We still have to walk through it to say yay or nay. Because we're being called, we're being signaled into our new tomorrow. Remember, we already exist. So if we have like steps to walk it out, 20 steps, we're already at that 20th step. We're already at the miracle. We're already at salvation. We're already at our highest placement, because that's why we're here in this lifetime, because we agreed to bring forth the Christ destiny, to bring forth divine feminine, divine masculine, because that's the consciousness that is then going to circulate and come into our new tomorrows, going to be funneled, bringing forth to the collective as we rise up. Now, when they said as we rise up, each of us have a part to play. Each of us have a signaling. So you may be standing in the wings like, you know, someone should do something about that. And then you suddenly realize, hey, that someone could be me. Why not? Or you suddenly feel that urge to, you know, I think I can do this. Whatever it may be, it may not be a big thing. It may not be on the podium. It may simply be saying, releasing the need for abuse. It may be healing a generational misalignment. But you're going to feel that promotion. You're going to feel that prompting. You're going to feel that placement. You're going to feel that calling. You're going to feel that attractiveness. So that attractiveness is our own divine essence. It's our own divine presence. It's our true self. So when we're coming to the threshold of love, we're coming for engagement with our own higher awareness. So that we come into that place of wholeness. Wholeness. I'm not looking for love outside of me because I'm recognizing myself to be love incarnate. I call forth whatever I need to serve my divine appointment with ease because I'm holding the mastery keys already. So allowing ourselves to engage in our true recall, remembering what's being offered to us in this temple setting is taking place simultaneously to our ready position and value in this lifetime. So when they say like the support is all around us in many dimensional states, serving us, guiding us, supporting us. So we're walking out love satisfaction. This is where we get to say yay or nay. I'm complete. I'm done. I no longer find staying little. I no longer find staying small to serve me. I no longer find staying unconscious as my highest choice. I no longer hide behind past actions. There's someone that needs to look at that. Well, if I hadn't done so and so, then maybe I would have a chance. Spirit doesn't care. Your ego does. Your ego's using it to stay stuck. So they want me to address this for someone. Wisdom erases karma. Wisdom erases karma. You want to remember your guides, your spiritual committee are very, very aware of everything that's taken place. Karma is when you're still in the matrix. When you open up to your divine presence, there's no need to experience more lack in 3D. Because what we're doing is bringing forth unity consciousness. So when you recognize there's a higher choice, there's a higher placement, and you've learned your lesson well, and you're here serving the light, it's like, whoever this is, it's like you're still thinking like, oh, I need punishment. You need victory. Because either you're teaching pain or you're teaching love. So the more that we realize we're ever present, in other words, we're being readied for our future commitment, for our future exposure, what we came here to do. We didn't come here to follow the ego's rules. We came here to abide by and to demonstrate God's laws. So as we will receive our holy invitation, so you want to remember our holy invitation is coming from our own higher self. It's not if we can, it's deciding to choose. To choose the light, to choose the empowerment, to choose the breakthrough. There's someone else that's waiting for a breakthrough, and for whatever reason, you just press pause. So it's like, I don't know what's going to happen if I just let it rip. So I'll just sit here and pretend I can't create it. You're ready. You were just so ready. You're ridiculously ready. You really, really are. So your job is to trust. Trust. Faith. Faith is small as a mustard seed. Because you just don't know what's going to happen. That's okay, your higher self does. Trust. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive our true communion, communing with grace, everyone is due grace. Everyone on the planet is due grace. No exceptions. No exceptions. So we want to offer that universality. We want to offer that extension to all beings. Because remember, we've all been following ego. It's just degrees of how lost everyone perhaps appears to be or believes they are. It's all a simulation. It's all a dream state. But when we offer that Christ union, when we offer those codes of realization, we do so in gladness. We do so in harmony. We do so in praise and worship. In other words, may all come home. Now, home is where the heart is. We're not leaving Earth. We're transferring consciousness to a new belief, a new realization, recognizing the oneness of all, recognizing the Christ presence in all. This isn't something to take place 1,000 years from now. Oh, I hope I'm there for that time. This is happening in a quickening rate. So when we're talking about all that's occurring with the eclipse, it's good. It's wonderful because we're advancing. We're ready. We're ready for our new tomorrow. So as we will receive, seal our fate, as we will seal our holy recommendation, we're saying yes. we're allowing full procession. Feel that light interchanging, exchanging with everything in your life that may have been confusing up to now. I don't know what to do with this, whatever the this may be, and you can have plural. Feel that light bringing forth increased renewal. In other words, it's been touched by our God presence. It's been touched by holy advantage. And remember, everything rearranges because it's reacting, it's following our own alignment. So as we shift vibrationally, so does everything in our life. There are a couple of things, I don't know who aware, but what was there yesterday is gone tomorrow. Because you've coincided with love, you no longer need to experience grievance without, because you're no longer holding that as an agenda. So what we hold, we claim. Forgive 7 times 7. What we hold, we claim. Let us receive. They're just reminding us not to hold back. So there's some like, well, this can help in this area, but this area I've been stuck my whole life. Nothing's going to happen. They're saying, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Trust the power of love. Trust the power of love.